Section 2. Where to go for help if you're struggling with your energy bills or services. Explaining how you can access extra free services. The Priority Services Register is a scheme which offers extra services free of charge if you're of pensionable age, you're disabled, chronically sick, or have sight or hearing difficulties. The scheme is designed to provide additional support for those most in need. Priority Service customers may be able to access the following services from their energy supplier and distribution network, starting with improved access to your meter. If you have a prepayment meter and are unable to access it, you can ask for it to be moved or replaced with a credit meter, but note there may be a charge for this. Where you're unable to access your electricity or gas meter, suppliers can arrange to read the meter for you each quarter and tell you the reading. Suppliers can agree a personal password for use by their staff if they visit your home, so you know that people are genuine. Suppliers can arrange for your bills to be sent to the address of a friend or relative or carer so that they can help to arrange payment. That person's agreement is needed for this to happen. Energy companies recognise that consumers in vulnerable situations may be more at risk than others if their gas or electricity supply is interrupted. For example, they may rely on their energy to operate medical or mobility equipment, store medicines, or stay warm. If you rely on your energy supply like this, tell your network distribution company. If they know about your situation, they'll make special effort to give you advance warning of any supply interruption and support during interruption. If you are not of pensionable age, or disabled, or chronically sick, but feel that you still need these services, contact your energy company to discuss your situation. They may be able to help you. If you have impaired hearing or vision, suppliers can provide you with large print, braille, or talking bills, and must also offer suitable facilities to handle complaints and inquiries from customers who are visually or hearing impaired. To ensure you can access additional services, contact your energy company directly. And remember that if you have different suppliers for gas and electricity, you'll need to contact them both. A free gas appliance safety check is available to make sure that gas appliances are safe and aren't giving out a harmful level of carbon monoxide. You can get a free annual check from your energy supplier if you're an owner-occupier on means-tested benefits and you live alone and are of pensionable age or are disabled or chronically sick. If you live with others and all household occupants are of pensionable age, disabled or chronically sick, or under the age of 18, or if you have a child under the age of 5 in the household. If you rent your property, your landlord is responsible for providing a free annual gas safety check. If your bill is unexpectedly high, contact your gas or electricity supplier to have the meter read or give your own reading. An unexpectedly high bill may be caused by the meter being misread or by a number of underestimated bills followed by one that's accurate. Energy suppliers will work with you if you're struggling to pay your bills, but always contact them as soon as you can to find out how they can help. Depending on the supplier and your circumstances, you could receive a rebate if you're older, on certain benefits, or on a low income. There could be money off your energy bill, for example through the Warm Home discount, which we explain in Section 3. A benefit entitlement check can ensure you get all the welfare benefits you're entitled to. And there are trust funds to offer grants for things like writing off debts or buying new energy-efficient appliances. If you are in debt to your supplier, they must offer you an affordable payment arrangement that considers your financial circumstances and your ability to pay. For example, you could repay your debt by cash or cheque, by direct debit, using a payment card, through a prepayment meter, or through the Fuel Direct scheme, which was explained earlier. Remember that if you let your energy debt build up, there is the risk that you will eventually be disconnected, which means having your supply cut off by the supplier. Most energy suppliers will fit a prepayment meter as an alternative to disconnection. However, if you are threatened with disconnection, there are strict rules as to whether or not it will be allowed to happen. You cannot be disconnected in the 6 months between October and March if you're of pensionable age and live alone, or if you live with people who are of a pensionable age or are under 18. If you have a pensioner living with you, you should tell your energy supplier, as they must take all reasonable steps not to disconnect. The same applies if someone living in your home is chronically sick or disabled. There's also a voluntary agreement you should be aware of if you buy your energy from any of the six main suppliers. That's British Gas, SSE, E.ON, N-Power, EDF and Scottish Power. These six companies have agreed to not knowingly disconnect vulnerable customers from electricity or gas supplies at any time of the year. You may be considered vulnerable for reasons including your age, health, disability or financial status. You can't be disconnected if you live in England and Wales and have a debt relief order that includes existing energy debts. A debt relief order is a cheaper option to going bankrupt if you can't afford to pay off your debts. If you live in Scotland and have a debt payment program that includes energy debts, it's unlikely that your supply will be disconnected. If you have any concerns about this, contact your debt advisor. But remember that wherever you live, you could still be disconnected if you build up new energy debts. You can't be disconnected if your debt is owed to a previous supplier, or if you've been made bankrupt and the debt relates to a period before you went bankrupt, or if the debt isn't for the gas or electricity you've used, but for some other service or appliance you bought from your supplier. Specific help is available if you've either been threatened with disconnection or have actually been disconnected. Find out more by calling the Citizens Advice Consumer Service, or visit your local Citizens Advice Bureau. Search citizensadvice.org.uk/about-us/how-we-provide-advice/advice, or in Scotland go to cas.org.uk/bureau. If you're of pensionable age, you may be able to get help with fuel costs with a winter fuel payment or cold weather payment. The winter fuel payment is an annual payment to help with the cost of keeping warm during winter. Payments vary from £100 to £300, depending on your circumstances. If you receive a state pension or other social security benefit, but not housing benefit, council tax reduction or child benefit, the payment will be paid to you automatically. If you think you're eligible, but you're not paid automatically, call the Winter Fuel Payment Helpline on 08459 15 15 15 or go to gov.uk to find out more and to make a claim. Cold weather payments are made to help households in an area where a period of exceptionally cold weather has occurred. A payment of £25 will automatically be made for each 7-day period between the 1st of November and the 31st of March, when the local temperature is an average of 0 degrees Celsius or lower over 7 consecutive days. You need to receive certain benefits to be eligible. Contact your local Citizens Advice Bureau to find out more, or visit gov.uk or citizensadvice.org.uk. Check if a previous supplier owes you anything. When you switch energy supplier or move house, your current supplier should refund any credit remaining on your account. This is money you've paid to them in advance for energy you haven't eventually used. When you close your account, the supplier must send you a closing statement telling you if there's any credit on your account or if you owe anything to them. Some suppliers don't always do this. It's worth contacting them to find out if they owe you money. And to find out if your previous supplier owes you money, there's what's called a My Energy Credit Helpline. Call 0370 737 7770 or visit myenergycredit.com. If you think that your energy supplier has done something wrong, you should first tell them about the problem and ask them to put it right. You'll find contact details with your bill or statement. If the problem isn't solved in a reasonable time, you should make a formal complaint to your supplier. Again, you'll find details of how to do this with your bills or statements. If you need help in making a complaint, contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. Your supplier should resolve your complaint, or send what's called a deadlock letter if there's nothing they can do. If you receive a deadlock letter, or if your formal complaint has been outstanding for more than 8 weeks, you can take your complaint to the Independent Energy Ombudsman, who can make a ruling which the supplier must accept. Visit ombudsman-services.org/energy or call the Ombudsman on 0330 440 1624. Remember, if you haven't received a deadlock letter or it's less than 8 weeks since you made your formal complaint, the Ombudsman can't pursue the matter.